This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Ando's just thrown me a bit of a curveball off air, flagging something that I have forgotten about, yard duty?
Yeah, yard duty. You remember, go take yourself back in time. Do you remember sometimes as punishment as a kid, you've got 20 minutes yard duty and you'd have to go around and pick up all the rubbish in the school grounds?
Yes, Hayley and I swore in year six and we had to...
What did you say? Oh, no, we're on radio.
We're on radio. I can't use that language. But I don't know if we had yard duty. We just had to... I do remember getting in trouble. I do.
So the early hours of this morning, The Age runs this story with the headline, "Bins out at Melbourne school as students told to take all the rubbish home." So how it works, right? Melbourne Girls College in Richmond, in Victoria, have decided to get rid of all of their bins and ask students to take their rubbish home with them, including, like, recycling bins are gone as well.
Huh.
All the bins, gone. So there's a quote from a teacher. It might... This is a quote from Paula McIntosh. "It might go to hell in a handbasket." I think it might, Paula.
That... I'm just trying to think through the logistics of this because I'm using my brain box and the part of it known as memory to take me to things like art class where there's lots of sort of paper scraps and odd things that one might want to recycle at school.
You know how there was always that hierarchy? The teachers had that secret staff room and that they're going to have a secret bin room, I reckon. So the teachers will have, like, this. It's the hierarchy between students and teachers. The other thing that I think is well, I kind of odd. As part of the shift, volunteer students will conduct daily non-compulsory food inspections in which children bringing zero-waste lunchboxes will be rewarded.
Daily non-compulsory food inspections is a real, that's a true sentence because it almost doesn't make sense. Daily, but not compulsory.
Yeah. There'll be Glad Wrap shame.
Yeah, look, hey, I recently got rid of Glad Wrap and invested in a reusable Glad Wrap. And so far so good. I only have three pieces. Ooh. And it really makes you think about how you cook and what you cook. Because you're limiting
what you can keep. You can only cover three things.
Yeah.
So you do a dinner party and three people go, "I'm not really that hungry tonight," or "you've overcated." Suddenly you're staring there at midnight after a few glasses of red going, "Oh, I've got nothing to put on the top."
Now, Ando, plot twist. If you'd come over for dinner at mine, you'd know I'm famous at under-catering.
Oh, no. Oh, that'd be right.
And I no longer serve nibbles.
Serve what?
Nibbles.
Oh, be. Where did that just go? My goodness.
I always say, well, you can't spoil your main meal.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm a shocker. You might want to cancel tonight's dinner if you're hungry.
I'm full, thanks.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.